to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Head on over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen live button. Bring up the chat room. We can listen to the show. Communicate through the chat room. Again, you guys can call in at the off-mentioned number. A lot of things going on in the world of sports. We are going to go over everything. First thing I want to do is go ahead and get the college scores out the way. Again, another week for some big upsets that happened this week in college football. Let's get started. Ole Miss beat number 14, Mississippi State, 31-28. That was a Thursday night game. On Friday, Thanksgiving, biggest upset, Pittsburgh beat number 2, Miami, 24-14. Number 12, TCU defeats Baylor, 45-22. Number 15, UCF beat South Florida, 49-42. And number 25, Virginia Tech beat rival Virginia 10-0. Saturday, November 25th, LSU defeats Texas A&M 45-21. That will end up being Kevin Sumlin's last. I always get his last name wrong. Kevin Sumlin's last game in the state of Texas. I've always thought that a brother should never ever be a head coach in the state of Texas because he would be so under the eight ball. It ain't even funny. Biggest upset of the year, and they've done it twice. Number 6 Auburn have defeated number 1 Alabama 26-14. They've done it twice in a row now. Twice. They beat Georgia. These guys are on a serious roll. And now, we'll see tomorrow when the rankings come out where people stand. What does this drop Bama down to? What does this do to Auburn's chances of being in the playoffs? I'm thinking they should be in the top, maybe the top 4. I don't know. Interesting. Very interesting. Number 3, Clemson beat South Carolina. Beat number 24, South Carolina, 34-10. Another rivalry game. Number 4, Oklahoma defeats West Virginia, 59-31. Number 5, Wisconsin defeats Minnesota, 31-0. Number 7, Georgia defeats Georgia Tech, 38-7. Let me head on over to Skype very quickly. On line number 1, let me see if I can bring him in real quick. Doom, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, man?
Tired.
Yeah, I'm there too. I'm sort of kind of with myself. I'm going to finish up with these scores, and then we'll get on to the NFL and the NBA, because I got a lot I want to get on about that. And I know you do too. Number 21, Stanford upsets number 8 Notre Dame 38-20. Number 9 Ohio State defeats Michigan 31-20. Penn State, number 10 Penn State defeats Maryland 66-3. Damn. Number 17 Washington upsets number 13 Washington State 41-14. Number 16 Michigan State defeats Rutgers 40-7. Number 19 Oklahoma State defeats Kansas 58-17. Number 20 Memphis defeats East Carolina 70-30. Number 22 Northwestern defeats Illinois 42-7. And finally, we had another upset. Fresno State defeat number 23 Boise State 28-17. And our player of the week is Washington's Myles Gaskin. 25 carries, 192 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That's our player of the week. Our so-called bitch of the week is Jameis Winston once again. He's been investigated through NFL head of security for allegedly groping a female Uber driver back in 2016. Really, dude?
But really? Also, why did it take her to come out since then?
Right. You be thinking that that's something that you want to get out the way
early.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry. So,
I got a little extra. I'll call you right back.
Do you think, man? All right. Well, he gets everything fixed on his end. Let's go ahead and start talking about some of the news that's going on today. Over the weekend, Tennessee backs out of a deal to hire Greg Schiavone as head coach. Now, it's kind of interesting when they're backing out of this deal because he coached at Penn State. Schiavone coached at Penn State under Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky. So that sort of kind of has a bad look. But Schiavone says he had no knowledge of what was going on at Penn State, but Tennessee backed out of the deal to hire him as the head coach anyway.
I think that was fucked up.
Yeah, I think he got a raw deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's good with the climate and everything. You people being so retarded, you can't even, you know, not even do nothing. Probably had nothing to do with the Sandusky scandal, but you know they want to blame him.
Yeah, they want to blame. They want to blame him, and I guess wind of it blew down to the boosters and the fan base because they really, really started angry mobs. From what I understood, was formed on campus to keep this guy out, and I just think that he got such a raw deal on that end. Don't know the dude from A Can of Paint. Don't know the dude from Adam's House Cat. But I still think he got a raw deal.
That's all right. Didn't he start his head? So
I just think the thing that kills me with Tennessee, they're still thinking they're on the level of Alabama. They think they're still on the level of an LSU, and you're not. And from what I understand, Schiavone is your third pick, your third candidate. Once Gruden didn't take the job,
you can also go look back and see like the issues that Peyton Manning had back then. So I mean, you don't sit here and throw your nose up, thinking they all hot when they discredit the issue.
Yeah. Let's head on to our next topic. The Pittsburgh Steelers won last night's game over the Green Bay Packers, 31-28. Should Pittsburgh Steelers fans be concerned with their performance? Because I'm thinking, if that was Aaron Rodgers, oh, they would have blew the Steelers off the map.
They're streaky.
Yeah. It was kind of good to see Martavis Bryant. It was kind of good to see Martavis Bryant coming back, be productive. He got a touchdown last night in relief of Juju. So good to see him back. Another team that you should be, a lot of teams should be, people should be concerned about, particularly their fan base, the Kansas City Chiefs. They lost five of their last six after starting 5-0. Is it time for a QB change in Kansas City?
I don't think so. I think you need to look at what's up with Kareem Hunt.
Right. What's up with the offensive line? They're not running the football very effectively at all.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Not running the football. You're dinking and ducking. The Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill's not getting involved. You lost to Buffalo yesterday. And not saying that Buffalo, and not saying that Buffalo isn't a quality team, but. You would think they could beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
You would feel that way. What do you think about the Derrick Rose situation over in Cleveland? Let's switch to the NBA for a second. He stepped away from the Cavaliers, I guess, to reflect on his career. What do you think about Derrick Rose? Do you think he's done?
Yeah. He's doing his old crap awful thing, you know, walking away. Sad music. But he should just put that money anyway if you know he wants 100%.
Right. I feel you on that. Can the Cavs get any retrieve any of that money? I don't think they can.
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. That's just crazy. Let me head on to the chat room real quick, see what we have here. Hope you guys can hear me. Captain Underpants is in the chat once again. I jiving on rage. I'm still trying to figure out why Captain Underpants is jiving on rage. I don't know. Do you know the history behind that, Doom?
No.
I don't know the history behind it either. All right, let's skip back over to the NFL one second. Who's the biggest disappointment to you, the Broncos or the Raiders?
Both. Well, no, I'll say the Raiders. It's Broncos, you know, they didn't have a quarterback. The Raiders got no excuse. And they got Marshawn Lynch. And I'm going to go on a tangent. That I'm going to say Marshawn Lynch was a bust this season.
I agree with that. He hasn't done a whole heck of a lot since he's been there. He's at what, one good game?
Just sitting on most claim to fame he's got is beef with the president and eating bananas on the sideline. He ain't did shit this season.
I think he had one good game, and I think it came against the Dolphins a few weeks ago. But past that game, I don't think he's done too much. Speaking of the Raiders, there's a fight that broke out yesterday between Michael Crabtree and Hakeem Talib. And
man, I thought I was watching the Royal Rumble, man.
And it came down today that both guys would be suspended for at least 2 games. You can't put personal stuff like that on the field.
Well, I don't like how he was snatching chains, man. You know, it got out of control quick. But it was horrible, man. It was a lot of cheap shots. And it was the Raiders versus the Broncos, so of course that was going to...
Yeah. But still, you know, I'm shocked this hadn't happened before, because you had both guys...
They fought last year.
Yeah, and I think they're both from the state of Texas. If I'm
they live in the same city.
Yeah. So I'm shocked something hadn't happened before between these guys.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really shocked. But again, it's just crazy that happened. And I think the biggest disappointment is the Broncos, because the Broncos don't have a quarterback. It came out today over the wire that Paxton Lynch has an ankle injury, and they turned into Trevor Siemian this week. And I just think that John Elway got all these kudos for starting Tim Tebow, for starting Peyton Manning, but once those guys were gone,
Yeah.
Everybody else he's, particularly in these drafts, everybody else he's drafted has been trash.
Yeah, dude. As much shit as everybody was talking about Tim Tebow, at least he won.
Yeah. And you know what Peyton did? He went to 2 Super Bowls, won one. So you know what Peyton did. But that's just ridiculous for them not to have a quarterback at this stage in the game. Could have had Colin Kaepernick, but I'm not going to go any further.
You know, that's a... That's a different story for a different day.
Yeah.
The dude had, you know, if he wouldn't have did something, I think he'd be working right now. There's a lot of teams missing quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
But once you're going to put that lawsuit in, it's like, why? Why would I hire you?
Right. And your girl talking all that trash, too. That's ridiculous. Who do you... his girlfriend. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't even want to get open that can of worms again. Now, can we go to something about...
his girlfriend.
It's something that, as I was listening to this, and that's I realized this, that this dude, he's lucky that Jameis Winston did what he did, because I'll give him a bitch of the week. LeBron. This bastard's going around talking about David Fizdale. He's surprised why he wasn't fired. And this is where I'm starting to get the gist of in sports. When it's a black coach, everybody gets up in arms. Hey, Doom's a fair player. Nobody was saying this when he got his damn coach fired last year after eight games. The foreign dude. Nobody had no issues or questions about this dude got fired or players in the league. But GM LeBron, Memphis coach get fired. Oh, it's a problem. It wasn't a problem when I forgot, you know, I'm talking about the coach's name that got fired 2 years ago from Cleveland when they won the championship that year. And they put the puppet Tyronn Lue in there. Nobody had an issue with that. So,
well, you know, David Fizdale got fired today.
Yeah, I know. That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah.
They on the 8-game losing skid. Okay. Uh-huh. Why is everybody got a camera up in LeBron's face?
Right.
He'd be the last person I talked to because he got a coach fired because he didn't like because he was holding him accountable for.
Just GM LeBron, like Skip Bayless always says, he's the GM of that team.
Yeah, and that's what I have a problem with. If their GM has a problem with it, it wasn't probably no black or white thing. They just didn't like the way he was coaching.
Right.
So how why is they need to be looking at something? Because if I remember my memory correct, you had a problem with a coach, and it was purely basketball, and you got him fired. And they put in a dude who can't coach. I'm sorry. Tyronn Lue cannot coach. They just got lucky with the damn, you know. But you watch, if they're not blowing somebody out, he doesn't make adjustments and nothing. He just let LeBron do what he does.
He's not a good pressure coach.
Yeah.
He's not a good pressure coach at all. He knows his X's and O's, but he doesn't have... I don't think Ty Lue has the pedigree to rule over LeBron. Pat Riley, okay. Phil Jackson, okay. Greg Popovich, okay. It's going to take someone, a coach who's won multiple titles and have vast respect in order for LeBron to sort of kind of cow down to. And Tyronn Lue doesn't have any of those credentials at all. So that's why he's able to establish his dominance in terms of being a pseudo GM. Because that coach isn't as accomplished as she should have been.
And if I was the GM, I'd tell him, shut the hell up and win. We tried our best to give you what you want, but, you know, you just, you know. But that's just me, you know.
But here's my thing. Derrick Rose was always a risk. And trust you me, I'm a Bulls fan. And as much as we suck right now, I'm a Bulls fan. And he was always going to be a guy that was going to get hurt, going to get injured. He's injury prone. He's also a dude who will leave you, a la what he did with the Knicks.
Yeah.
The only difference this time, he told the Cleveland management what he was doing.
Yep. Yeah, so, he's done it before.
Yep, he's done it before. So, you know.
He's flaked out.
That was a risk entirely. That was a risk that you took. And now that you have Isaiah Thomas still on the mend, J.R. Smith being streaky, Tristan Thompson still hurt. But didn't the Tristan Thompson more in a second?
Oh, yeah. That.
You know, LeBron just has everything stacked against him. And it'd be interesting to see what Cleveland does, because with no Kyrie, who was the biggest star on that team other than him?
Mm-hmm.
You can't count Kevin Love.
Kevin Love would give you a consistent, but see, the problem is in Cleveland, they're aging.
Right.
And don't think that, well, ain't Kevin Love's year up after this one?
I think it's up after this one. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland is done, dog. If you ain't seen the writing on the wall, the bitch is gone. I'm sorry, I had to steal Big Tone's term, but he's gone. You just seen the end of his dominance in the East, because other teams in the East are playing good basketball. But the Cavaliers are just old. And if you want to get into this about Tristan Thompson, I don't think DeAndre Jordan would be, you know, the answer. He could just dunk. That's it.
Matter of fact, aren't they pretty much the same player?
Yes. Actually, Tristan Thompson's a little bit better passer and rebounder. You know, he's like, he reminds me of Rodman. As long as he's getting his 20 boards a game, that's all you need. He doesn't need the ball. DeAndre Jordan just dunks. That's it. Nothing else.
Let's go.
You get him about 6 feet away from the basket, he's ineffective. And what you need, you know, you need a guy down there just banging it out, because we got guys that you got to defend the wing.
Right.
And Golden State has Kevin Durant that, you know, you.
Yeah, Kevin Durant is out today.
Today. Steph Curry out too.
Yeah, Steph Curry out is too. He's out as well. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go over the NBA standings very, very quickly and see what we got. In the Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference, Boston is 18-4, Toronto's 12-7. The 76ers are 11-8. They did lose tonight. New York, an even 10, and the Knicks are even 10-10. They're at 500. I know Phil Ray is happy about that. The Brooklyn Nets are at 7-13. Then, over in the Central Division, Detroit is 13-6. Cavaliers are 13-7. Indiana's 12-9. Milwaukee's 599. And my Chicago Bulls are at brand spanking,
shining 3-15. Well, they destroyed that team, man.
We have lost 5 straight, so that's our losing streak.
But it was dumb, because y'all was on the verge of getting something in the playoffs, and then Rondo got hurt, because y'all would have knocked off Boston.
I still think we got.
And y'all might, if y'all would have played Cleveland, y'all might have been able to beat them, because y'all beat them every time last year.
Yep. Let's head on. The Washington Wizards, they are 10-9. The Miami Heat are also 10-9. I don't know how much longer the Wizards can hold on without John Wall. They've lost 2 straight, as Miami's won 3 straight. So I don't know how long they can go without John Wall. So you may see the Wizards come back down to earth a little bit. Charlotte is 8-11. The Orlando Magic is 8-13. They've lost 9 in a row. And the Atlanta Hawks are 4-16. Representing the state of Georgia quite well. Damn you, Hawks. Head over to the Western Conference, the Northwest Division. Portland is 13-8. Minnesota, 12-8. Denver's 11-8. Utah's 9-11. Oklahoma City is 8-11. A lot of people think Oklahoma City's going to be the team to dethrone Golden State.
Nah, they just got lucky that one game.
I think so, too.
And look at the trend of this. Yeah, Golden State will lose, but the games they lost so far, the other teams got in the whistle, and they were allowed to be super aggressive. And they're not going to play super aggressive right now in this month anyway, so you're going to have to wait for about March, April time frame that Golden State's going to really ramp it up. So they're not going to exert all their effort to beat, the Oklahoma City Thunder thing. Uh-huh. And see, you looked at the next night, they lost to what, Sacramento?
Sacramento. Uh-huh.
So it's, they're streaky. Yeah, they can play hard one night, but are they going to play that four nights in a row?
Right. I really think Golden State don't give a damn about the regular season anymore. I really don't think they do. I mean, they've
But they show up and play ball. It's not like they're tanking.
Right. They've gone. They already done the best season, regular season thing at 73-9. They've already won championships. So I don't think they really care about the regular season anymore. I think you'll really see the true Golden State Warriors when playoff time rolls through. Speaking of Golden State, those guys are 15-5. They've won two straight. What the hell is going on with the rest of this Pacific Division? The Lakers are 8-11. The Clippers are 7-11. The Phoenix Suns are 7-14. Sacramento is 5-14.
Well, let's get on these Lakers. All right, I know Tony T might call in, but Lonzo Ball ain't the damn answer.
I'm about to ask you. Do you think he's a bust?
Yeah. I'm sorry. And what I'm saying is, he has talent. I'm not going to be that. Look at his eyes when he's playing ball. He's scanning too much. Mm. He looks robotic. Mm. And when you see him looking to the left and the right, it's just like, you know, he's not looking too hot. And that's why I'm having a problem with. It's like when you look at him, it's just he's scanning. He looks lost on the court. He looks easily flustered. So I'm just thinking that I don't think he's ready for the NBA.
Another thing too, if you're gonna show that you have all this game, you need to be more aggressive.
He's soft because they got into a fight. He walked away.
Not only is he scanning the floor too much, he's not really looking for his own shot. He's not in attack mode. Yeah. And you can't do certain games, you can't do that, man.
No.
You can't do that. I know Doc Rivers is in that hot seat right now at 7-11. I know Doc is in that hot seat.
Well, his time in the Clippers should be up.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying the man can't coach. I'm not saying the man can't revitalize his career with another team.
Not with the Clippers. But Clippers need to be taking out back the shot. That's what that rest of that team.
Yeah. Let's head on over to the Southwest Division of the Western Conference. A little bit more competitive. Houston's at 16-4. The Spurs are at 13-7. The New Orleans Pelicans, the dumbest name in the NBA, the dumbest name in league history, 11-9, Memphis 7-12, and Dallas 5-16. Excuse me. Dallas at 5-16. How long are we gonna hold Mark Cuban unaccountable for Dallas' state? You are 5-16. You haven't been good in quite some time.
It's time that Dirk needs to hang it up. Like I said, a lot of teams are resting on their laurels, man. It needs to be a shift. They need to get some new blood in there, a new coach. I don't even know damn Dallas' coach, to tell you the truth. They just been out of relevant, man.
I think it's still David. I think it's still David Carlisle.
That's the problem. They haven't done nothing, man.
I think it's still David Carlisle. If memory serves, David Carlisle. I could be wrong, but I think it's him. All right, that's your NBA rundown. Let's head on back to the NFL and some college sports too. After this loss, does Alabama deserve a spot in the college football playoffs?
Hell no.
They need help, man. If they're going to get in, they need help now. If they're going to do it.
Yeah, let me see what's the bracket look like. Because it's just this the last week. Or how's it working about?
Because Clemson, you know Clemson's going to be there before. Oklahoma's going to be there. Wisconsin's going to be there.
Yeah, they're in five. But let's see.
I don't think the rankings come out until tomorrow, right?
No, right now I'm looking at it. Week 14, the AP has Clemson 1, Oklahoma 2, Wisconsin 3, mm-hmm. Auburn 4.
Okay.
Alabama 5.
Okay.
They're on the cusp.
So Bama's going to need help.
So, yeah. And man, that's in the coach's poll too, so what's gonna happen is this was last week. So you got bowl week. So this is I'm going on the playoff picture. Yeah, Alabama's out. So let me see what's the schedule, because if it's the week 14, because all these are championship weekend, right?
Because right now we just finished week 12.
Oh, are we in week 13?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in week 13 right now.
Also, is it a conference championship? No, we're in week 14. Week 13 just happened.
Yeah, we're in 14 right now. Okay.
Okay. Because this is.
You got some games on the slate that Alabama can get some help, because you're looking right now.
If Miami knocks off Clemson, maybe.
If Ohio State knocks off Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or if Georgia knocks out Auburn.
Yep. But these are the conference championships.
Right.
Yep. So, this is... They might be in there, but they're not playing either.
Right.
So, that's going to hurt them, too.
Alabama
ain't playing a football game this weekend.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. I don't see Oklahoma losing that game to TCU.
No.
I don't. Depending if JT's okay, Ohio State, they might be able to beat Wisconsin. Clemson and Miami is going to be really interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah, that's got national championship
all over it.
Yep.
All over it. So, I already talked about Derrick Rose. If you look at all the games yesterday, there was a lot of touchdown celebrations. Do you think the NFL's touchdown celebration, do you think they've gone a little bit too far?
Yeah, they're getting stupid. I mean, it'd have been different if it was cool. They're just doing it to try to get something started just because they can do it. And it's just taking so damn long. They just looking like they're playing duck, duck, goose and everything. Like, or after every sack, dudes is doing all these dancing and shit. It's like, dude, you look whack doing it. Now come up with something cool. You know, when Ocho Cinco and them was doing it, it was funny and cool, but these guys was looking whack, like, you know.
I guess they need touchdown dancing classes. Yeah, he blew his back out.
All right, you guys can get on in here. 706-993-4606 is that number to hit us up on. You can also join us in the chat room, rantemradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button. Listen to the show, become a part of the community. Who the heck is this? Oh, never mind. Never had a chance to move up to the Facebook page. I'm going to check the Facebook page. All right.
I think this has not been covered. I'll be nice about Tony C and the Cowboys. I ain't going to get on them.
Yeah, because he was on with us last week, and he said if they lose this game, which was Thanksgiving Day, then it will be over. And I think it's over now. I don't think Zeke could come back and save anything.
Zeke cost him the season. All he had to do was take them games in the beginning of the season. You know, now their season's basically a wash. If I was in my tank, they try to get some more top linemen or something, you know.
But you know, you think they would still have the firepower it would take to compete. Alfred Morris ain't no slouch. You still got Jason Witten. You still got Dez Bryant. But for some reason, Dez Bryant's not the same receiver.
Yeah.
That was just putting up the X a couple of years ago. Every time he scored.
Oh, he is the X, man. He is not even a factor. He need to lost his mutant power. That's what happened to him.
Oh. The Patriots, Rage's team, Surfer's team won yesterday. 35-17 over the Dolphins.
Hey, because Miami don't even have a quarterback, so I don't know why that's even news. They act like, you know, that the Dolphins, I mean, they're doing all right, but they got Jay Cutler. Just, you know.
Jay Cutler?
Yeah.
Hey, no, they didn't have Jay Cutler yesterday. Jay Cutler
that's what I'm saying, on the team,
man,
you know.
He was out yesterday. But was Belichick wrong for keeping Brady in through the whole game?
Belichick's an asshole. But his time's coming, too. Like I said, karma's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Chip Kelly made the news again this week. He's gonna be the head coach for the UCLA Bruins.
That'd be a good fit.
You think that's a good fit?
He's a college coach. He's not an NFL coach.
Right. But let me ask you this. Would you want your son to play for Chip Kelly?
I don't want my son going out to the West Coast, period. How about that? I don't like the West Coast. As long as he doesn't have no problem with players in college. It was the NFL. It's a totally different beast.
Right. It is.
So, you got a guy that's going to school and he helps him with education and get him the stuff. I have no problem with it. Stuff that happened in the NFL is you got damn rich dudes that got egos. So.
Right.
He was a good college coach.
We also have a game going on right now between the Ravens and the Houston Texans. Actually, the game's over. Baltimore wins 23-16. So
I mean, Houston, they got to get Deshaun Watson happy, not happy, healthy, and they're gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? They just buff up some people. I don't know how much J.J. Watt got left on tires on the trip, but get some people on that defense. They're gonna be all right.
Joe Flacco didn't throw a touchdown, so
Joe Flacco's trash, man.
Yeah.
And can we get to the point right now, the NFL needs to take a step back and look at all these top paid quarterbacks. Let me pull this up. I'm pulling this up right now to make my point.
And while Doom's doing that, let me go ahead and tell you guys about all the fine shows that you can listen right here on Rant AM Radio 2. Tomorrow, Rant AM Doubleheader, The Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Then on Thursday will be a new edition of Rant Wrestling. I believe it'll be episode 189, followed by Friday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, when my brother Philly Phil and Choppy. Then Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, it'll be the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. We'll see and hear about all the effort of Surfer trying to take over the network. Double ain't having that though, Surfer, so it ain't gonna happen. Then you have this fine show once again, The Sports Report, 11:58 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. We'll break down the world of sports, the NFL, the NBA, college basketball starting this hype back up again. We had Duke beat number 7 Florida to put that stranglehold on that number 1 position in college basketball. I told you my thoughts. I don't like Duke being number 1 because when it comes down to that tournament history, recent tournament history, they have lost.
I don't like Duke, period.
But if you go through...
All right, I found a list about the QBs. All right, first one, Matt Stafford. They're having a horrible season this year. He's making $27 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Derek Carr with $25
million. Another 10%.
Andrew Luck, $24 million. He ain't even been on the field this season.
Nope.
Carson Palmer, $24
million. Hurt.
Drew Brees, they're having a decent season. Mm-hmm. He's usually... Cousins, we having an alright season. They ain't really locking me. So, between those two, you know, I ain't had my Redskins bias. It's just, hey, we've been in games and just lost, you know, late in games and stuff, but it hasn't been playing horrible, you know what I'm saying? Joe Flacco, $22 million. He's something paid horrible. Aaron Rodgers, he's worth his money, he just ain't playing because he got hurt. Russell Wilson, I'm kind of on the fence on him. He's alright. $21 million. Ben Roethlisberger, they're playing decent. Eli's making $21 million. Horrible this year. Phillip Rivers, what do you think?
He's having a decent year, though.
Yeah. Cam Newton's having a decent year. They have $20 million. Matt Ryan's playing decent. Then it's Brady. Ryan Tannehill's making $19 million. He ain't even playing, right?
Yeah, he's hurt. He got hurt at the beginning of the year. That's right.
Brock Osweiler's making $18 million at the time playing for Cleveland. No. Sam Bradford, $18 million. Hurt. Alex Smith is playing garbage now. But they ain't got no running game. And then you got Andy Dalton. So you got all these guys making this money. And their teams is doing about 4 or 5 of them are playing decent. But the rest of them.
The rest of them are terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good correlation that Tony C keeps talking about. Because you keep paying this high amount of dollars to these quarterbacks. You don't have the rest of the money to take care of the rest of the slots on your team in order to be successful.
You don't even have a running game.
Yep. All right. Let's go ahead very quickly before we get out of here for the night. Let's go ahead and get these fantasy football scores out the way. This is in the Rant EM Radio LLC. Head over to, I'll leave a link in the group page if you guys want to check that out. Right now, I'm beating Big Tone, Collide Big Timers. I'm Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm beating Big Tone 108, or I've defeated Big Tone 108 to 54. Pastor Sadell beat Donnie Fair 60 to 33. Pastor is going to be 9-3. So Pastor's getting down.
He's a sneaky 9-3.
Yes, very sneaky 9-3. Team Coleman, Ronald Coleman Jr. defeated Team Goodwin. Oh, by the way, me beating Big Tone, I'll be 10-2, and Big Tone falls 5-7. But Team Coleman looks like they got the win here, 82-46. Team Coleman to be 9-3. T Kim Goodwin will be 0-12. And on over to the next one. Mark Jones defeats Shaolin Legion of Doom. That's Phil Reyes' team. 127-68. Mark Jones goes to 6-6. Phil Reyes' team falls down to 4-8. My son got beat by Rage. Rage gets the win, 60-19. Rage goes to 3-9. Hunter also falls to 3-9. Team Broom loses to Doom. Doom, you got the win by a point, 103-102.
I was so mad. I didn't play one guy. I had 26 points on the bench. If you look at the scores, dude, I got two guys that didn't score nothing. Man, that was,
whew. You got the win, though. You go to 6-6. Team Broom falls to 4-8. Charles McNeil, my good friend and colleague, Charles McNeil, 123. Team Hightower, 63. Charles goes to 7-5. Team Hightower falls to 7-5. Biggest upset of the week come from Surfer. Surfer defeats Team Clark 82-80. Surfer goes to 8-4. Team Clark falls to 10-2. Let me see this real quick. Let me see this box score real fast. I think the thing that helped Surfer out, he had a big day from Antonio Brown. Had 30 straight up from him. I'm looking at Tony C's team. Yeah, he didn't have a performance like that. But
you know, wow. He misses boy Ezekiel Elliott.
He does. He really does. Alfred Morris got him 4 points yesterday. He started both Dallas running backs, and they got him a combined 14 points. And Cole Beasley got him 1 point.
Oh, old Miller High Life drinking Cole Beasley.
You know the thing that kills me? This could at least been a tie. He started Brady, and I don't blame him for starting Brady. He was 18-28 for 227 yards, 4 touchdowns and a pick, 21 fantasy points. But if he would have started Carson Wentz yesterday, this would have at least been a tie.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is 23-36, 227 yards and 3 touchdowns, 23 fantasy points.
Well, Carson's playing some back, yeah.
Carson's playing some good football. Playing some damn good football. Props off to him. So that's the biggest upset of the week. Tony C goes down to Team Surfer. And don't forget, guys, we are also playing for a $50 gift card in this league. So don't forget that as well. All right, it's the 12 o'clock hour. Doom, do you have anything else you want to get into tonight?
Nah, man.
You good?
Oh, yeah. I just had to get my LeBron thing. That was...
had to get your LeBron thing in.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, you guys. I want to thank everybody for being here. Doom, thank you for calling in. Don't forget to check out all the shows right here on radio. Good, fine listening. Talk about the world of wrestling. Surfer's going to go over the world of comics. We'll have, I guess they go over how well Justice League is doing in the box office. So, again, don't forget to check out all the shows. Thank you for everybody for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. I am William D. Morgan. I will see you next Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant AM Radio. Take care.